Everyone, welcome Javon Baker. We'll start off with first question here from Doug Kide.
Javon, congratulations and welcome to New England.
Thanks, sir.
I saw one of your initial reactions on Instagram was that it took too long for you to be picked.
Yes. So
what's your mentality now after having to wait 2 days to get drafted?
It's just mentality to just kill whoever on the side of me on the other side of me. That's really the mama mentality. That's it.
Thanks. And one other one real quick. What can you tell us and Patriots fans about your game?
Just come to the home stadium and bring out popcorn. That's all I can tell y'all. Bring your popcorn. I make people in wheelchairs stand up. Bring your popcorn.
Next question here, Chris Mason.
Hey, Javon, congrats on getting drafted. What are your first impressions of Drake May and working with him moving forward?
Say it again, please.
What are your first impressions of Drake May as a quarterback and working with him?
Yeah, honestly, y'all didn't. People don't notice, but when Drake May was committed to Bama at first, we was always used to practice and throw around. So me and Drake May got a connection going on. So Drake May is probably really, I think, in my opinion, the best quarterback in this draft. So when we connect again, it's gonna be a good connection.
What do you remember about him from those throwing sessions?
Competitive and trying to get the ball every, like, what spots did I ask him to put it at? He'll put it there. So he'll be just a competitive quarterback, and that's what I like in the quarterback. And somebody that can push me, and I'll push him.
Thank you.
Next question, Nick Coit.
Thanks, Steph. Hey, congratulations, Javon. Just wanted to ask you your impressions of just joining the New England Patriots organization, and when you think of the Patriots, what do you think of?
Honestly, like, just being a part of that organization, I know it's a winning mentality organization, and just like how I was at Bama, and just winning, and like nobody, everybody like winning, and this, it wouldn't be a better opportunity and a better place to go to than this place. So I just can't wait.
Next question, Sophie Weller.
Hi, Javon. Congratulations. I was just curious, you mentioned that you had throwing sessions with Drake May. Did you reach out to him at all after he was drafted? And second, have you heard anything from him or from, have you reached out to him since being drafted now that you guys are on the same team?
I didn't reach out to him when he got drafted, but as soon as I got drafted, he reached out to me. We just tell him congrats and let's get to work. And JP, Jalen Pope, who's working out this whole offseason, this whole process. So we got a connection going on too. So just them, us three alone, and just bring back the winning mentality that everybody like in Boston.
You talk about that connection. Do you feel like this was like a very good place for you to land with the two players that you literally saying that about?
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's a perfect. Yeah, like I said earlier, it's a perfect opportunity. And I just can't wait to put on that uniform.
Next question, Mark Daniels.
Edwin, congratulations. Based off your background and, transferring to UCF, how much would you say there's a chip on your shoulder? And how much does the stuff that happened to you in the past, how much does that drive you?
Honestly, like, it's going to always be a chip on my shoulder, no matter what. And I'm self-driven, so I know how it feels to be behind somebody. I know how it feels to be bottom of the depth chart, so I'm always have a chip on my shoulder, regardless.
And what are you hoping to prove with the Patriots?
Prove them everything. Like, prove them what I can do. Prove them I could do everything as a receiver. I could do anything to win. Like, just prove them that. Honestly, I'm a team player, and I want to prove to the team that I'm one of them guys. So that's what I want to do.
Thank you. Congrats.
Next question, Keegan Stiefel.
Congratulations, Javon. I was just wondering, you talked to Steve Smith before the draft a little bit about your game, and you said once the ball's in your hand, you can change the game. What is it about what you do that can change the game?
My mentality. I'm a receiver. Like, I don't know nothing but receiving the ball. I don't care if the ball thrown out of bounds in the sideline, I'm going to receive the ball. So at the end of the day, that right there, my mentality is just different from any other receiver. I can get down and dirty. I can do anything. So that right there, my mentality alone can just do everything, like, as a receiver. Just my mentality, honestly.
And next question, we'll do two more questions here. First one starting from Taylor Kyles.
Javon, congratulations, man. Welcome to New England. Before the draft, Elliot Wolf mentioned the team didn't really have a true X, that guy who could line up on the backside and win a one-on-one coverage. Seemed like that was a place you had a lot of success in college. So do you feel like you can be that guy for this offense?
Yes, sir. I could be anything. Honestly, whatever Coach Mayo want me to be, I can be. And this is just that right there. I could be X, Y, or H, you know, matter to me.
And what allowed you to thrive in those one-on-one matchups, would you say?
Honestly, my mentality. My mentality when I line up against that corner and I know it's game over, so.
Congrats, man. Welcome to New England.
Appreciate it.
Question from Doug Hyde.
Hey, Javon, I saw that you were on Cam Newton's 7-on-7 team. What was your relationship like with Cam Newton, and has he ever spoken to you about his time in New England?
My relationship with Cam Newton is like a big brother relationship. And before the draft, we were just talking and telling me just to keep my head down and keep working, you know. And I talked to him about Boston. I was just telling him because when I was there on a visit, I was talking to a lot of people about Cam, and it was just a lot of good things saying about Cam. And I was just telling them, relaying the message and stuff like that. We were just laughing about it, but that's really it.
Awesome. Thank you, and congrats again.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Javon. We appreciate you joining us here. We hope you have a celebratory rest of the day. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate y'all.